Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Should the body politic of America be concerned about what the website of the organization Black Lives Matter says about themselves? That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So I wanted for us to dig a bit deeper into Black Lives Matter because this movement is continuing to gain a lot of traction.
You know, on the other hand, I've heard many, including black leaders, say something along the lines of this: I stand by the sentiment of Black Lives Matter, but I don't stand behind the Black Lives Matter organization. And, you know, there are serious problems with the movement and that organization, Black Lives Matter, that many just aren't aware of.
And you know, David, I think that would suggest to us that our listeners need to have a better understanding of exactly what Black Lives Matter stands for.
Well, the About section on the Black Lives Matter website begins this way. 4 years ago, what is now known as Black Lives Matter Global Network began to organize. It started out as a chapter-based, member-led organization whose mission was to build local power and to intervene when violence was inflicted on black communities by the state and vigilantes. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. We do the work required to dismantle cisgender, and that would mean people who are in heterosexual relationships. So to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift black trans folk, especially black trans women. Then they go on to say, we foster a queer affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. Then they also say this: we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another. And you know, Jimmy, one thing that's missing in this is any mention of the need for black men to step up and take responsibility for their families and put a stop to the gang violence that's destroying their neighborhoods. And in addition to that, based upon my research, they are very much pro-abortion and they are anti-Semitic. So this is bad stuff.
David James giving us the details on what he discovered at the Black Lives Matter website and what it says about their own movement. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. In order to know how to evaluate any person, movement, or ministry, we must go to God's Word to see what He says about the issue we are evaluating. As David said, the Black Lives Matter website of this movement is bad stuff. That is based upon God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 exhort all of us on our method of evaluation. Paul, in 2 Timothy 4, is talking about the last days, days that we are living in now. Please follow God's Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...